WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell, which is East Ridge's leading expert in outhouses and the honorary PhD of Waffle House. I just made that up, Clint.
Oh, I can't really tell.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, this is so well written.
Hey, guess what? Each week I dedicate hours to studying the latest credible information in nutrition, supplements, healthy aging, and natural health. Then Clint asks the questions you're probably asking in your car if you're listening right now. And together we break down complex topics into practical advice that can help you improve your health, energy, quality of life. And we're glad you are here. Good morning, Clint Powell.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm well, healthy, vibrant, sleepy, all the those four things. But I want to talk about the podcast that I was on with you before we get to me discussing cutting boards, why we need to be very cautious.
Oh, yeah.
Story on psilocybin and Alzheimer's that blew me away.
Okay.
What happens to glyphosate if there's a big fire and, say, some woods or forest or anything catches on fire? Okay. I've never pondered this situation, but there was a study done on what happens to it. And lastly, a continued conversation on the microplastics we must be aware of. But
We got a great guest today.
And a great guest, Marlene's coming in.
Second segment, yeah.
Big time specials on advanced blood work that can save your life.
Love it, yep.
Yep. And so, but today I got the honor of joining you. You invited me to this, I love the word crazy in this sense because it's a good positive word. This 44-year-old who did 13,000 push-ups from sunrise to sunset, never dropping to his knees. And I think he said, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he said in 1 year he did 373,000.
Wow. He did, yeah.
373,000 push-ups in 1 year.
Yeah, Rich Hernandez, Do Hard Things, 365 on Instagram. He's got a huge following. It was a great story. We only got to spend about 30 minutes or so with him. Hopefully we get him back in for his full story. He's just a madman. He's going after the push-up world record. He's doing a tour across the United States where he's doing these push-up challenges. I think he was at Three Bridges CrossFit he did 1,000. I just looked at the video. Mm. He did 1,000 push-ups up there with that group, and people were joining in trying to stay with him. But he has a counter.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does them, and you can go watch him do it. He does streets. It's fantastic.
It is.
He did 5,000 without hitting his knees straight.
It's like I'm dreaming this because this doesn't seem realistic.
It's
where
crazy.
Can they access this podcast?
Well, I'll be, it should be out now at DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, and just look for it. It'll be titled, you know, with Rich Hernandez. Shout out to my friend Tom Rowland.
Yes.
The Tom Rowland podcast and the Saltwater Experience. Huge into CrossFit and just general fitness and in building businesses. He's the one that brought him in and brought him through Chattanooga. So shout out to Tom. Thank you for joining me. David Roddy, former chief, came in and sat in for a few minutes too. So it was a good podcast.
The one thing that I saw and he spoke about that I resonated greatly with is we all believe in motivation. You know, motivation is going to help us get to where we want to be and gain what we need. No, it doesn't. You know why? Because motivation comes and goes like the weather. What gets you there is hardcore discipline. And like my daughter says often, the younger generation doesn't do hard anymore. No, they don't. Most of them don't. And hard. And he says, like, what was his Instagram?
Do hard things 365.
Yeah, I
do
love
something
that
hard
name.
Every day.
Every day he says he chooses hard.
Every day you do something hard. You don't. Yep. And he's also friends or done stuff, a lot of stuff with David Goggins. Mm-hmm. So that's his mindset of if it's raining outside, well, I guess we're running in the rain. You know, something doesn't hurt. Yep. I guess we're going to find a way to work around it. He is a do it when I don't feel like it kind of guy.
And I've semi-become that over the years because I found it's one of the most valuable assets in my life because it's so easy to say no. And once you get this super discipline, no doesn't even occur to me. I felt like crap this morning. I got up at my normal 2:30 or 2:28, excuse me. 2:30 sleeping in. And I did not want to go to the gym, but it didn't even cross my mind to not get in that car and go to the gym. I'm not bragging, but I've just wired myself.
But here, real quick, I know you got stuff to talk about. I think the last point I'll make, if you don't mind, and I normally don't chime in with serious stuff, but we all do that. The problem with it is when I see Ed Jones being disciplined or Tom or Roddy or Rich, when I see somebody being disciplined, I say, oh, they just do that automatically. How much discipline? What we don't understand is you do the same thing, sir and ma'am. You just aren't intentional with it. You roll out of bed and you get up and you have your same habits. Trust me, if you were to track your time, you do the same things all the time. Mm-hmm. They're just not intentional and probably not as beneficial. We all are creatures of habits.
We are.
But the problem with it is those who we call people with positive habits disciplined and people that have bad habits, we just don't even recognize it. We all do the same things most of the time.
But
we're just not aware of.
But it's still got to have that spinal cord stiffness to make it during the times when you normally would choose ease. And I don't choose ease. I just don't choose ease. And it can be a little negative if you get too carried away with it. Yeah. Hey, the health fair, October 24th at Nutrition World. And this would be, I think, 9th annual or something like that. Katie pulls it off like a queen. I've never seen an organization so well put together. Tons of reps, tons of free samples, tons of lectures we're going to have. So put it on your calendar, October 24th. I want to say real quickly, I've just learned through trial and error that one is I like looking good. I like having a little tan. I do.
Okay, cool.
Because I look better naked with a tan. Okay. I just do. I just want you to know
just
that.
Just so many things that we all were concerned about. And you, by the way, you had us all that looked better with tan.
Oh, there we go.
You could have put a period on it, moved on, but that's okay. You go on, sir.
And because I competed in Chattanooga Fitness about 3 weeks ago, I had to get a spray tan.
Okay.
I hate it for two reasons. One is those are some pretty dang bad endocrine disrupting chemicals.
Okay.
There's no way around it because they can't make it unless you do. And also, secondly, when you're older and you have freckles or you have sun damage, it actually... It makes them darker.
Yeah.
It does. Well, I found the solution.
Okay, cool.
And it's been in front of me for about 6 years. We have sold this product for 6 years, and I've never used it. It's called Chocolate Sun. It's so pure, you could eat the ingredients. And I don't know if you see my arm, but it is very brown. This is not from the sun.
Okay, can I look at it?
Yep. And it smells fantastic, unlike the sunless tanners that do not smell fantastic. You can pop that little thing off. I'm going to take it home.
Yeah, we can buy some of this. I like it.
And it works. It takes about 5 days for it to really start turning you brown.
This is sweet orange.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's going to be your new nickname.
I don't even know why you said yeah like that. That was creepy. What the hell was that? Oh, never mind. I don't want to hold your stupid product anymore. I don't know. I have to rethink my life decisions.
Hey, you watch. He's going to watch Marlene. Marlene's sitting there from Be Well Labs.
Yeah.
He's going to buy that before the day's out.
I'm only
going to
do one side. I'm just going to just come in one day and he goes, your left arm looks so sweet orange. Your right arm looks stupid. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you got that. That's good, though.
Yes. And I want to make sure that people know I feel totally... my path of life is to empower people with knowledge a lot more than anything else, and certainly really more than even ringing a register. And I've written 6 e-books, one on sleep, one on oxalates, one on Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired, which is my biggest book now. We've just had it printed, and these are all on theholisticnavigator.com, and also one on the Core 4, one on immune system, and one on how to use AI for health and fitness, which we just republished because I have my numbers from when I started training for this Chattanooga Fitness Contest using AI as my primary coach. I had a secondary human coach that was very valuable, but also the AI was with me morning, noon, and night. And I can tell you that anyone who wants to be super accountable, you can use AI in the pattern that I write about in this ebook, and you will have a coach that will keep you straight, because AI is very kind. It's also very blunt when it knows you make mistakes, and it kept me on target. I went from 14% body fat to 8.3 from January 2nd until July 11th. So in 6+ months, AI allowed me to lose more body fat than I've ever lost in my life. And it was, I wouldn't have done it without it. So please go to theholisticnavigator.com if you want to download that kind of book. Now, you're on kind of a strict eating plan, aren't you, Clint?
No.
Oh, okay. You're not. Okay.
No. I'm trying every now and then. Every other day, I'm really good. And then the other days, I'm really not that great.
Yeah.
Well, he's okay. So honest. I love his honesty.
I think I can relate to most people. We really, really want to do well. If I could lose weight based off intentions, I would look great.
I want to make sure before I finish, because people ask me one question constantly. So
what's a good fat and bad fat?
You got ESP. You have telepathy.
I do. Yep.
Yep. Okay. I'm glad you thought of that, because front of me is a sheet of paper that I printed just for this show, because it's sometimes confusing. Now, cardiologists won't believe in this, but the people who are into integrative functional nutrition, holistic, we have believed in it for a long time. So bad fats are what we call seed oils. Those damage the mitochondrial function. It actually takes about 4 years for the body to eliminate the years of eating seed oils, because it recycles very slowly, burns very slowly. So I've reduced my seed oils probably by no less than 90%. So I have to choose less foods, like processed foods. Salad dressings are horrendously horrible. That's all they are, is seed oils. And that's why I take my olive oil. I might use it like I did at Acropolis, Epicurean yesterday. I love their Thousand Island dressing. It's just, you know.
It's good.
It is beyond. It's very good. I grew up with it. I've been eating there since.
It tastes homemade. I don't know if it is or not,
but
it tastes homemade.
Yeah. But I use 1 tablespoon of that. You know, it probably has 4, 6, 5 tablespoons in that little cup they bring you. Mm-hmm. But everything else, that's about the only one. So canola oil is bad. Soybean oil. Peanut oil is negative. Corn oil. Safflower oil. Grapeseed oil. Margarine, horrendously horrible. Cottonseed oil. Hydrogenated oils. Well, so what are the good fats? Butter, I'd like to choose organic. Tallow, that is beef fat. We sell a lot of that at Nutrition World. Ghee, it's an Indian type of butter. Can't say I like the taste of ghee. It has a kind of a strong cultured flavor that is just not mine. Coconut milk, coconut oil, avocado oil. Not all brands are excellent. We have been tested. Half of them are oxidized and the other half are not. Be careful with the brands you purchase. Olive oil. Life Extension is the only one I'm really using because it has the highest level of active ingredients. Fish oil, got to be a good brand. And eggs. We sell tremendously high quality eggs. So there's your education on healthy fats.
Let's do this. When we come back, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Marlene on the mic and we'll talk about Be Well Labs, begin with labs.com and blood work and stuff. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nugget Dentistry. Nugget Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nugget Dentistry studio. Find Nugget Dentistry online at NuggetDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell, East Ridge's leading expert in common sense and holder of the honorary PhD from the Waffle House. And we are talking to Marlene from Be Well Labs. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hi, guys. How are y'all today?
We are well.
And by the way, it's official. It's not honorary.
It is official. You were voted in to the Waffle House PhD.
I earned the degree, my PhD from Waffle House.
From the amount of seed oils?
Yeah, the foods I've eaten, the times I've been thrown out from the 80s to now, the times I've helped people be escorted out, yeah.
And you probably are a high-level platinum of microplastics and seed oils.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay, good.
Yeah. I cried Hallmark movies. I have high estrogen. Thank you very much. Yeah, I can't wait till the fall. Pumpkin spice. Let's go.
I feel like a referee. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Marlene, this has nothing to do with you. It's me and Ed now.
That's right.
No, I look forward to this. I love Be Well. I love it.
The reason we're going to talk today is because if you were planning in your head that you were going to, that you wanted to grow old with good financial reserves, you would be checking regularly your savings account, your money markets, your investments. You would not sit blindly until you woke up one day about 58 years old and realizing, wonder how much money I have for retirement. That's exactly why you need very comprehensive blood work. And you're not getting it from a traditional physical. Now, there's nothing wrong with the blood work at a traditional physicals because it can determine a lot of things that might need to be addressed. But it's not helping you to set up a plan of action for prevention and maintaining optimal health against the ravages of the birthdays. So, Marlene, you have a couple things going on here that's coming up that's offering a wonderful special. And this is a scenario where you have a walk-in clinic. It's beautiful right here on Lee Highway. And it's easy access. You do it, and usually in 2 to 3 days, you get your results. And then they have options to consult with people for more information on how can we optimize our health. This is more about optimizing than it is what's wrong with me. It can be what's wrong with me, but I love the optimization.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you for that introduction. And it just brought me, I wanted to make a quick note because you were talking about that, checking into your health account, checking it, you know, like you do savings. We had two opportunities in this past month where people walked in the door and were feeling like, okay, maybe had a few little symptoms. Mm-hmm. We checked their labs. After the next day, we sent them to the hospital to get blood.
Really?
So here's what can happen. It's funny how you can automatically think, I think I'm okay. Maybe I'm just a little tired. Your body compensates. But sometimes if you don't do the blood testing, you don't know how badly something could be. So that brought my point to mind. One lady, you know, had just not had testing for several years. And Nutrition World sent them to us, which they recognize, hey, well, it sounds like you've got more symptoms than just normal. So why don't you go down and see your friends at Be Well? And they did. And I thanked your group for sending her. That was great. And felt better. Got a quick reaction. Had to go to the hospital, get some blood work. And then we're kind of following up with her. So she doesn't get in that situation again, which is very important. So what we decided to offer, and we're doing this, is called our Body Blueprint. It kind of showcases everything that we're doing in the clinic, which is blood testing, some lab analysis with that. We're also doing a urine analysis, a body composition, and some vital signs. And we take that over, we take that seriously. We do that on the front end. We have you come back and evaluate those key ingredients and see if there's something else. But to your point exactly, we're not just looking at normal values. We're looking to see if people are optimizing their health with good nutrition, with exercise, and with supplementation. Sometimes we're finding people need a supplementation review. Is this working well for what we're doing for our blood work? So we're offering this package. It's a $500 package for $275. And we find a really good market for this because peak time goes by fast. Clint tells me this all the time. A year can turn into 2 years or 3 years. If you do this as your like physical, your wellness physical, it's a great way to do a check-in with your body and see how things are doing.
Wonderful, so. Wonderful story. And it bids so much for us to think about. Yes, go and do your regular physicals. But in between that, add a lot of icing to the cake and do something at least every now and then that's checking some of these markers for cardiovascular disease that you're not being checked for. Right. We do know that, you know, the majority of us, the biggest risk factor we have is dropping dead from cardiovascular disease, whether it be a stroke, heart attack, massive plaque, things that create less blood flow. And in our world, especially Dr. Deering, myself, and those who's kind of study more integrative, cholesterol is far less meaningful than, say, a cardiologist believes. What is meaningful are the blood tests that you do, the ApoBs, the LPAs, the fibrinogen, homocysteine. There's about 12 reasons why we form plaque, and you're being checked for three. If you have family history or you just want to be smart, well, you need to get this one big panel at least once every few years. And when we have people go down there, I am not exaggerating, 50%, and I'm being kind with that number, need to address something. And really and truly, 70% still fall into that category. About 30%, pretty darn good. But about 70% of the people, they're going to have issues if they don't address it. And that's they're not going to find that from their physical.
Let me ask you a quick question, Marlene, on the body blueprint. Who was one of the first people to ever buy one, I wonder, though?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Yeah, I know. If you need a shout-out to Clint.
Well,
no, anyway,
I bought it, but so I gave it as a gift to Jen. And
what
the reason,
a great, it's a gift to health.
Well, and it's just also a great place for people to start. She's very health conscious and way healthier than I am. But it's good to have these things that, again, you don't get it really at your physical. Mm-hmm. Even if you're going to someplace else to help you with maybe hormones or other stuff, they're doing things that are specific to them. This is more of an overall, can we catch something that will cause us to go, okay, let's dive down that road. Mm-hmm. All the blood markers, the body composition, then you get to sit down with Chris, you get these other things. I think it's great. And then you also get to invite them into your world that we're more than blood work, we're more than blood tests, and we also do these IVs, which I've done. I think I've had your Triimmune once, and had the, what's the other one for pain?
Anti-inflammatory Toradol.
Toradol, yeah. So I've had that one. I've had a couple of IVs there, and I've sent my sister and Joanna. Right. Yeah. So once somebody gets in for one thing, let's say they come in and they say, I want to get an IV, and all of a sudden they see this body blueprint. Right. They're like, oh, well, maybe there's more here. Next thing you know, you can kind of fit two or three, where they can wear two or three hats with you guys. It's like, okay, I don't have a primary care, but maybe Chris could fill those shoes.
And he has. IVs, so that very good point. Because what we're trying to do is we can multi-service. That was one of the reasons we love being in Nutrition World doing blood work. But moving to our new location there on Lee Highway with lots of parking, we're able to add services. So one of the big things was adding Chris Lazoo, the physician assistant. Also have Donna Duff, the nurse practitioner that's helping me run my IV clinic. And so we're doing that medically sound. I love the way we've all been trained medically to look at, to see if something is actually going wrong. But yet we're also being trained and learning to teach people what to do, lifestyles, so that we can do both. Today was a perfect example. Our first client, elderly man, comes in, has some respiratory issues. We sat down and gave him an IV. Chris walked in and said, you know, here's a script. If the IV helps with what you're going through, you may not need that. Mm. So you can have that as an option. So where else can you go and get that?
Nowhere.
Well, and I think sometimes it's also good when, especially if you're on some sort of a health journey, it's hard to know what's going right. I also know you see what's going wrong, but sometimes it's good to get blood work back and go, oh, well, the hard work's paid off here. I've got work to do here, but this was a 5.2 and it was too high. Now it's a 3.8. Well, look at me. The kale isn't really the problem. My effort was the problem. I fixed it.
Right. You
know, I had something in my control, kind of. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Today, before I came over here, I forget exactly which person I was talking to. It's your podcast where I was talking to Sam, And I said, many people who get on what we call the core four, which is what I think is the four most important supplements on the basic foundational platform. If you do nothing else in your life, do the core four. If you want to read about it, you can go to The Holistic Navigator and download the free ebook, Core Four. But I said people who get on the core four, 90%, if they're average or subclinical average, they will see results in 8 to 12 weeks on their blood work if they repeated it. Don't need to repeat it, but if you did repeat it, the core four makes significant changes to the positive, and you don't see that anywhere else. And you're right, no other. I think some concierge places, which I really like concierge medicine because you do get more attention normally, they are a little better at offering the bigger blood tests because they understand.
But
almost everybody has insurance driven, and that puts handcuffs on the physician. It's not all their fault. Part of it's the fault of the system. And you have to have two systems. You have to have that system, so insurance covers, and then you have to have a secondary system that is a cash only basis, which is now, can people use
health savings cards?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, whatever. We do some discount. We even work with people if they can't pay all of their bill for 1 month. You know, we'll do some installment payments if they need to. We're going to work with people where they are. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought up the point about the concierge medicine and stuff. That's good, too. We have some partners we're working with that maybe we do some lab work for some of the people that are doing that. Wanted to let people know we're not opposed. We feel like, you know, rising tide floats all ships, and we really need all of us wellness people to work together because we are using a lot of practitioners. We're sending a lot of people, you know, their way, our way, and we just want them to get the best outcome. We know that blood work and repeating of those is very instrumental in keeping someone accountable. And I think that's very important. The other thing, accountability, we offer those continuous glucose monitors. We've now put on, 150 or so of those.
Oh, I need to do that.
And that's a 2-week, 15 days. You've got real-time accountability. And some people, if we talk them into maybe doing the first 15 days for just their food analysis, maybe the second 15 days they're doing for exercise, stress, sleep, and seeing how that impacts their blood sugar control. So we've learned a lot. We've been open now at our clinic here, 13 months. But we're trying to meet the people where they are. Not everybody has the same needs and the wants. So it's very individualized treatments for people. And
do you put the glucose monitors on for them? It's on their shoulder, right?
We do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we
do. It's an app. Do they read it through an app?
We do.
Yeah.
You download the app to your phone.
How long does that take if somebody wants to set an appointment to come and do that in and out?
They don't even have to have an appointment.
Oh,
we have nurses available on site all times.
And what's the website? What's the website to look at the hours?
We could go to...
Begin with
labs.com.
Yes,
we have to do it together.
Teamwork makes a dream work. That's what that happened.
So hey, bewellforever.org, but begin with labs or start with labs.com.
Well, and also,
both of those.
You
to
also
go to
do
our website.
If you're a company and you've got blood work, you do blood testing for employees and stuff too.
We
just
do.
Don't
do
forget.
Corporate.
I mean, it's
hey,
that's
amount,
a big deal.
The amount of my staff who's come down there has been incredible.
It is.
Yes. I never really realized till I started counting heads and they started mentioning back to the blood test monitors. I've bought four from you, and I advise people how amazingly valuable they are to figure trigger foods.
Oh, I want to do it.
I had six foods that I would have bet $500 did not elevate my blood sugar, and yet it was taking my blood sugar from about an 89 to a 190. One was sweet basil chicken masaman. I've eaten it for 25 years, not thinking that it was going to affect me because it's got chicken, it's got broccoli, it's got cashews,
all the good things,
all the higher protein, but the curry, the sauce itself, it has coconut, I think, syrup in it. I don't know.
I'm going to do it, and I want to just do – I'm going to eat regular for 2 days because I want to just say – I don't want to adjust. But I'll be honest with you. Jen will frustrate you because she did this, and she found hers is
– Oh, did she?
Oh, it's just – just steady. And then every now and then, like, I should even have a Michelob Ultra, uh-huh, boom or something. Not much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just, it's crazy when somebody's that dialed in and they're like, I said, do you see any big spikes? No, but she eats the same stuff every day. That discipline.
Consistent is good.
Yeah.
But to your point,
there's a few things that surprise me.
It is surprising. What I've done, couples before. So the husband and wife eat exactly the same thing, same times, mm-hmm, entirely different, mm-hmm, readings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very individual. You kind of know, mm-hmm, what spikes somebody's, not the other. The timing of the foods, how much you exercise.
Today when I leave.
And for weight loss, I think it's key. Because every time that blood sugar goes up 70 points, you're putting on body fat. Mm-hmm. You are. And you're putting on inflammation. So the key for longevity is to have a very slow rising and a quick fall.
That's what I'm going to blame it on, the sugar. That's what I'm doing.
I want to see your phone.
Mine's going to look like this audio cast. Yeah. Like, holy crap. How do you go from 30 to 400, Clint? What are you doing?
We'll have to hide that from Ed.
It's like covered great, huh?
We'll hide
the result. Don't hide it. I don't care.
No, if he doesn't show me, he's fired.
Yeah, I've been fired before. It's okay.
So what is it? You also have a vitamin D test.
We are doing. So we decided to do our sports physical. So on Friday and Saturday, August 14 and 15, Chris is going to do sports physicals. And we decided to do this. We found teenagers so far that have very low vitamin D. Even their soccer players. They're outside. They're, mm-hmm, whatever. So we kind of combined that. So what we did, we've offered a sports physical, and we're doing a vitamin D test for your entire family for $20 off. So it's originally $45.
Wow.
So you can get a vitamin D test while you get a sports physical. Maybe if your kid doesn't want to do the vitamin D. I had a 10-year-old yesterday that did it, watched it. She was a great video player, so it was good at that. So, but if the family member could do that, maybe it's the, the parents. What we're finding, we're trying to get kids back to school ready, but keep them healthy and back to school ready. And, mm-hmm, one of the low-hanging fruits we know is vitamin D.
And how much is this? You said save 20, but what's the cost of the whole thing? So
if the sports physical is 30,
right,
if they do a vitamin D testing, they can do that for 25.
What a bargain. Perfect. What
for
a freaking
person.
Bargain.
Yeah.
And I have spoken since way before COVID, been doing this 8.5 years at Vital Health, of the importance of vitamin D. It's actually kind of a hormone, it's a nutrient, and a lot of people would have saved their lives during COVID if they had raised their levels. But we have a corrupt government that didn't want to say that. So
I plead the fifth. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, fine.
111 times.
Yeah.
I just was trying to make a play on words, and boy, you guys jumped on it pretty good.
Yep.
Well done. I was just trying to make a little subtle and went out the window. There we go. Sorry. Yeah.
The options are almost limitless if you want to pursue this, because anti-aging concepts are emerging greatly, because we do know. Is aging a disease? Well, yeah, it kind of is, but it isn't. And so you can debate both ways. But we do know, the many people who are using different plans of action. That's what it is. It's not a magic this or a bullet or a machine. It's putting together the plan. Again, like my plan of keeping blood sugar levels.
But aging's not an. I mean, aging is inevitable.
Inevitable.
So it's almost like,
The speed of it.
Yeah, well, and how we handle it. You know, it's, mm-hmm, the, I hate to talk about one of our other friends, but is it optimized? Optimize, mm-hmm, you. That's their thing. It's what you guys do there. It's like, listen, we are not going to stop Mother Nature and Father Time. They are both undefeated, but that doesn't mean we have to go out just taking all the blows and the punches.
Or have the disease and disability,
yeah,
that's associated with the aging. That's the thing that we have. We could put a stop on that. You know, epigenetics, have all of those, yeah, kind of with, you know, stopping your genetic history and doing the right thing. So,
well, I speak often about the fact that if you look at the World Health Organization's statistics, out of 36 of the most developed countries in this world, we are 35 on the level of health and health care. And of course, we're number one on the level of money we spend for it. I mean, so many trillions, and yet we're at the bottom of the list. Something's broken here. We have to take charge. We can't expect the hospitals and our doctors in this town to change the future. It has to be changed in your household. And going to someone like yourself, beginwithlabs.com, is the biggest first step.
Real quick, hand me the body blueprint form real quick. I just want to make sure, because I know we got to wrap it up in a minute. I just wanted to go over the list again of what all they can get. Or you can go over. Just tell everybody what they get for the body blueprint one more time, because it's so inclusive.
Yeah, and I like the way you brought it up. So the labs itself, we have 19 different markers on a CMP panel, lipid, A1C, complete blood count. We do some hormone, the whole value panel with that, the TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, C-reactive. The body composition is our CICO machine. Ed has one at the Nutrition World, but we have one there just to help us track our, you know, body fat, skeletal muscle mass, a urinalysis. You know, we have people walk in almost every day to do that, but we get this because it's a snapshot. It's a picture of what's going on, you know, with your urinalysis. And the lab review, which I feel like is the most important, and I want to make a credo to this too with Chris Lazoo. We spend a lot of time lab review with everyone. Even if you have, you're sending something to a practitioner, it's still our point of view. We like to make sure your supplementations are correct. Everything that you have is up to optimize your optimal health value. So we try to get you at that best, you know, point. We do, of course, vital signs with that, too. So all of that package is normally priced at $500. We're doing it for $275, which is a nice bargain. And you can buy it for someone else, can't you, Clint?
You absolutely can. That's what I did.
Yes, exactly.
And she loved it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How romantic.
I'm a romance. I'm a Renaissance man. I've been that way my whole life.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've written poetry my whole life. I'm the guy that writes stuff on mirrors with soap, leave little sweet notes in your car. That's who I am.
I never knew that, Clint.
I am. Dude,
I thought you were just rough and tough rugby player.
I've been both, man. I'll beat you up and write a song about it. Let's go.
Now, women love that.
I'll write a poem. Yeah, write a poem. But thank you. She really did like it, yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, look at me, Clint, because I'm telling you.
I already know what's up. Look, I'm looking at Marlene. You know what we got to do, Marlene?
What?
We got to pay bills.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go take a break, and you're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. We'll be right back.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell and Baby Swiss.
You beat
proof
me to
that
it.
Common sense still deserves a microphone. We believe better aging is not about simply adding years to your life, but adding strength, clarity, mobility, and energy to the years you have left.
I want to say something real quick. Yes. I want to right now take credit for loosening Ed Jones up over the last 4 years. There is no way on this planet 4 years ago, nowhere in the galaxy, is there another multiverse where Ed Jones would have said, Baby Swiss, shout out to Rain. Unless I had come along and done it, because I was as soon as you stopped talking, I was going to shout out to her. And by golly, if you didn't do it, and I am super proud of
Thank
Ed
you.
Jones and our camera lady today, Baby Swiss.
Clint said, what's your nickname?
Yeah, I asked her, what's your nickname? Everybody's got a nickname. She went through a few, and right before we hit record, he goes, well, the one that really stuck is Baby Swiss. Go. Well, we got to talk about that now.
Well, now we can talk about how about cutting boards, something kind of boring.
So much more fun.
Yes.
Let me guess. There's microplastics in cutting boards, and we're all going to die from them.
Well, the second statement's untrue.
Okay. But the first statement's
right. The first one depends on what the board is made of.
Okay.
But this was very interesting to me. And I want to try my best, as I do, to not have doom and gloom. So if we have doom and gloom, then we have an option or an exit door. So
okay,
that's what I'm constantly trying to set up. No need to walk away depressed after listening to my show. So depending on the type of cutting board, you could be contaminating yourself with microplastic. Now, this study was very interesting. They measured as many as 1,114 microplastic particles, pieces of plastic less than this 5 milliliters long, on a board every time they cut carrots. And they would just use the carrot as an example. Anything could work. Now, these were plastic cutting boards, but the researchers, led by the scientists from the University of North Dakota, found that cutting carrots on a plastic board can generate as much as 15 particles per cut. Now, keep in mind this next sentence, or about 50 grams per year. That still doesn't hit home. Roughly the equivalent of 10 plastic credit cards. Now, that is being found in arteries and in clots. And big-time news agency, which I have on another sheet here, was headlines just last week of 68 people who were getting heart bypass, where they analyzed the plaque and carotid injuries, and they all contained significant microplastics. Of course, we know that decades ago, there was no such thing.
Yeah, some of the stuff you talk about, I think, is just crazy, and I agree with it, but there's like, what are we going to do? The microplastics.
No, there is. There are things.
But the microplastics are one that I 100% agree with. I mean, as much as I give you grief for it, the problem, the world we've created, and I know you try to give us stuff we can control, but they are just so prevalent everywhere.
They are, but
that doesn't mean you shouldn't control what you can control. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big believer in that. Let me put it this way. Let me reframe it. I'm shocked and how much we have let them just infiltrate every part of our life.
That's
especially
true.
After we have found out the side effects of it, you would have thought there would have been some responsibility in saying, let's try to cut some of these back.
I know.
That falls on us.
And the plastic itself lasts hundreds of years, not dozens of years,
right,
in the environment. And the thing is, I'm talking small steps. What did Ed Jones do that's a small step? I don't have room for big steps anymore. My life is too busy, so I ordered bamboo cups instead of the red plastic cups in my house. Okay. I ordered, if I've used disposable forks or knives, I use the bamboo. I don't use things made from plastic. I no longer, which I really never did, heat up anything in plastic, in whether it be a regular oven or in a microwave. It's just small steps that can make a difference. And if you're... I go to Southern Star 4 days a week, okay? Here's a small step I take. If I want to get a quiche to go and they just came out of the oven, they're not at fault for this. They will put it in a plastic container.
Yeah.
What? It just takes common sense on the consumer's part. That's going to melt some plastic, people. So what do? I go get the paper plate, put it on there, and then put it into the plastic container. Just small steps. That's what I... And then the last thing is, of course, water bottles. If it's been left in a car one single day, you have concentrated it multiple times. There's Clint just pulled up the old Deer...
Well, you got a water bottle over there,
Deer Park. Hey, it came from Nutrition World.
Oh, okay. You have magic plastics. Nutrition World.
And then secondly, most of it's coming from the lid. So if you wipe off the top of your bottle, you've decreased it. Baby steps.
Pour it in a cup.
Okay.
Just pour it in a cup. Drink it out of a cup.
Well, a glass cup. I'm not going full of glass. I have to wash it.
Okay. Sorry. So, my bad.
Man. So there we go.
Aggressive there. I'm not living with you. I don't care.
Well, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Rump for rump.
Do you ever do a sauna?
All the time. I do the dry sauna.
Yeah.
With the infrared. Yeah. I do it probably 3 times a week.
Where?
At Our House Studios.
Oh.
They built one. It's big. Mm-hmm. It's been about 3 months old. Dry sauna with infrared lights everywhere in it.
I worship that as a therapy. The more I'm reading about that.
Well, let me ask you this then. This is a good place for me to learn. What temperature, or if you don't know, it's fine. What temperature is it optimal to start actually working like it's supposed? I start sweating when I go in there, but I've always heard it's like 120, 122 degrees before it gets effective. Or am I wrong?
Well, all I can remember is that you said, if I know the answer, when does Ed Jones doesn't know the answer?
Listen, there are so many things that you don't know, I just let you get away with. So just saying with certainty does not mean you're right. So.
Here is my take on it. It doesn't matter. It's whether you see sweat rolling. When you see sweat rolling for 20 minutes, you have done the deal.
Okay.
Because I can tell you, Gold's over here in Lee Highway, compared to Crunch takes about 8 minutes to get sweat. It takes 2 minutes at Gold's. It's so freaking hot. So you're going to use less time because you're going to sweat more. Here's a great little tidbit to that.
Wow.
Saunas are incredible for mobilization. They do shake toxins loose from your tissues and send them straight to your liver. But if your bile flow, bile is made by the gallbladder, is sluggish, those compounds sometimes just take a lap through your system and settle back in. So there's two things you can do, one of which is you never leave the sauna without wiping the sweat off with a dry towel, because you're going to reabsorb 50% of those toxins that have got to the skin, or you get to the shower very quickly. Secondly, there's a product called Tutka, T-U-D-C-A, and what that does is support the bile flow, which opens up internal drainage pathways. So Tutka should be done if you're going to be sauna, but take a dry towel and set it outside.
Two things. I hate the word bile, but thanks for using it several times. Second of all, traditional sauna is 150 to 195 Fahrenheit. Infrared, this is where I must have got it, 120 to 150 Fahrenheit. So to be optimal. That's why I was asking, because I've gone in there before, and it's just, I've always thought that. So I start sweating as soon as I go in there, too, but it's just, I just didn't know if there was one. There's a steam room.
Well, the temperature at Crunch says 167. The temperature at Gold says about 177. No, you could scramble.
Is it a wet sauna or a dry sauna?
No, they're dry. You never get in a wet. Never.
Well, that's the steam room, and they talked about steam room, and they were like, yeah, no.
Terrible. Yeah. Fungus, mold, you name it, it's in there.
When I ran Living Well Fitness Center, we had 3 rooms. We had the steam room, which was...
Now, you're talking Brainerd Road?
That's when I ran.
Yeah, that's where I started working out.
I was a manager there.
What year?
88 through 90.
Okay.
So we had a steam room. We had the sauna, where you had to pour water on the... And we had a eucalyptus room.
You did. I love that.
And the
eucalyptus
room was one of my favorite rooms on the planet. I had no idea they even had one until I started working out there when I was 18. I started working there when I was 19. I was running it by I was 20. And... Yeah, I would go in that eucalyptus room, and it cleaned you up.
Oh, I loved it.
Man.
I had forgot about the eucalyptus room. Now, I remember well, and you don't, because I'm older, they also had, at the same time, well, first off, they only had a men's and women's day back in the 70s.
That's when I started.
Was
in
it?
The 80s, yeah. So I started off as men's manager, and then we'd have switched to Northgate, to to Brainerd, and then by the time I left, we were co-ed, and I was managing on weekends, too.
Well, they also had a little tiny swimming pool that was refrigerated.
Yeah.
And a guy jumped in and died.
I don't remember that. We would go from back from one to the other to get a cool plunge. Really?
Yeah, he died.
After working there for 2.5 seconds, though, I told everybody, don't ever get in those pools.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew what was going on. I know how the pools were maintained. Now, when I was there, they smelled like bleach for a reason and chlorine. they were trying to kill stuff in that thing.
Well, there were some nasty things that went on after the hours is what I heard. I'm not asking Clint Powell about any of the rumors that came from Cosmopolitan Spa, but
don't have a clue.
Look at that. Look, hey, Marlene, look at that look on his face.
That is innocent.
Yeah, oh yeah, a little baby.
He's like a little baby lamb.
Let me, if you don't mind, I'll mention. I listened to a person this week did a podcast on dementia related with sauna. 67% less dementia if people are using sauna 3 times a week.
Oh wow!
Yes.
And that's from a doctor. a neuroscientist that I follow, and it was amazing, the results, actually trackable results. So I just wanted to mention that.
Thank
too.
You. Thank you. Thank you. More and more credible research. Too, so. Lastly, this and forest fires and glyphosate, an examination of the unspoken. Wildfire smoke can travel thousands of miles, but what exactly is riding in those particles? It's a fascinating new article. Michelle Perro, MD, examines the largely unstudied possibility of fires burning through glyphosate-treated forest, release the herbicide, its persistent breakdown product, AMPA, and other combustible byproducts in the air that people breathe. So when these forest fires smoke, if that forest, which is so much of our United States is sprayed with glyphosate, you are going to breathe it. What is my solution? Again, I try to find the exit door. We have a sanctuary called home, but we have to work on our home. That means that getting a proper air filtration. I hate to always say, well, it takes a lot of money. Well, it sometimes does if you want to check some boxes. Air Doctor is the unit that I use in my bedroom. Most dependable, does extremely fine job of eliminating anything that would be floating in the air. You know what? We can't help it going to work. We can't help it in most places. We can help it for 8 to 10 hours when it's in our bedroom. So Air Doctor would be the one.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll wrap the show up. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to our final segment of Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for more than 8 years, this show has been built around one core belief. People deserve honest, practical health information they can actually use to improve their lives starting today. Sometimes, I don't know about you, Clint or Marlene, but sometimes, and it's not often, I will read an article that kind of kind of shakes me to the core a little bit, because it makes me question a belief system that I have. And one of those is this article. It's entitled, "The Woman Who Came Back: What One Dose of Psilocybin Mushroom Revealed About the Self We Thought Alzheimer's Had Erased." After 10 years of Alzheimer's and 5 years of near silence, an 80-year-old woman was given a single dose of psilocybin mushrooms, and roughly 19 hours later began to speak about her life for hours. She was not cured, but she was unmistakably still there. The question that leaves us with this may be the most important one of all neuroscience. And what they did was they put a timeline. They actually did such good studies on this. Over the following days, the returns kept coming. On day one, alertness was returning. She recognized her family. Day two, she walked on her own. Day two to three, she dressed herself and she acted on her own initiative again. This is after being down for 5 years. After 5 years of incontinence, she was dry, including through the night. Day six and seven, working memory flickered back, and she asked where a specific person had gone, and she correctly identified a vehicle. And day six to seven, again, she held eye contact. She smiled back at people. The part that should stop you cold is this. The most defensible reading is this. The capacities we thought Alzheimer's had destroyed were obviously not destroyed. They were simply inaccessible. The self, her memories, her language, her humor, her continence, her presence had not been deleted from the tissue. It had been veiled. And a single powerful modulation of the brain's global networks temporarily lifted that veil. I think it's pretty powerful right there.
Does that article go on to say if that was, did it stay that way? Did they have to? I don't know.
No. What they ended up doing was they gave her a second dose of less dose, and it didn't last for too long.
Yeah.
But it gave her a good month or two of return.
But not only that, though, it's just like every other thing. Because it did that temporarily, it allows the scientists to go figure out what triggered it. So maybe they then can do other things to help make it last longer.
What
can we do now?
Yeah.
What's the next step? I mean, anytime they find something that can fix something that big of a deal, they go, well, let's go see if we can carve that magic out and apply it to someplace else.
Perhaps so. But the biggest thing was, when we all have someone with 5-year Alzheimer's, is she's left us. She's gone. No, they're not gone.
Yeah.
They are actually still in there. They just can't get through the veil any longer. And It kind of shakes your belief system, I think, when you think of that.
Well, that's when family members had strokes and stuff. I still believe they can hear.
Yeah.
I'm very cautious of how I talk around people, whether they're Alzheimer's or not. They can. You don't know what's going on in the universe of their brain.
No, you sure don't.
That's a great story. I like that.
Yes.
Do you want me to remind everybody that this radio show comes out as podcast form every Tuesday? You can go back and listen to all the past episodes of Vital Health Radio. And anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Make sure
today?
That people know your podcast again. I want them to listen to this.
Rich Hernandez, the
magic guy with the tremendous push-ups.
Yeah, Do Hard Things 365. Rich Hernandez came in. Thanks to Tom Rowland, Tom Rowland Podcast. DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. Go back a couple episodes by this point. It'll be there, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. But you've been listening to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Nutrition World. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.